That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store and restaurant. Lum is serving a customer.
Listen, you sure now you don't want nothing else, Ulysses?
No, this is okay, Lum.
How was the pancakes?
Okay.
Was the coffee all right?
Okay.
Now, that'll be 20 cents, Ulysses.
Okay.
And it cost you twice as much down at Luke Spears.
Okay.
Well, much obliged to you, Ulysses. And be sure and come in again.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
Wait a minute, Ulysses. You still got the napkin tucked in your collar.
Huh?
Just throw it on the counter there.
Okay.
That's fine.
So long, Lum.
Okay. Well, there you are, Abner. I sure got the local trade coming in here now.
Local trade?
Yeah, it's this advertising that's doing it. Them spot announcements.
Don't call Ulysses S. Quincy local trade, do you?
Why, sure he is. He lives in town and Ed here today. That party line's just as good as a radio station.
Oh, it's the handiest thing in the world to call folks' attention to something around here. I'll say that.
Just as good as a radio station. Well, lots of folks listen to it all day long.
The women folks around here, they just sit there all day.
Widder Abernathy, you know, she's got some kind of a water contraption rigged up and got the phone receiver hooked right up to her ear. Sits there and knits and darns and shells peas and does embroidery.
Oh, well, Isabel sits there and gets all the gossip in the whole community on that party line. Sure, you ring that thing and everybody in town has got a phone listening. Ain't no doubt about it.
Oh, it's just working fine. It's the greatest idea I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah, but, Lum, don't be bragging on the local folks coming in, because Ulysses never aimed on eating here.
Never aimed on?
Why, no, and you know it. He come in here to buy groceries. You ask him if he wanted to eat some pancakes, and about the only thing that Ulysses knows how to say is okay. So there he was, stuck. You trapped him into that.
I never done no such a thing.
Lum Edwards, now look at me. I could tell what you was doing. You knowed what you was doing.
Nobody drug him in here. He done it himself.
Lum, he come in to buy groceries, and then you got him over there on the restaurant side and started making him eat. That's what you done.
Well, he was hungry. Anybody could tell that.
Ulysses will eat anything.
He must have been hungry. And I was just doing him a favor.
He's worse than a goat.
Besides, he ain't the only local customer I've had today. Don't forget that Grandpap and Charlie Redfield at breakfast here.
Yeah, I know they did. I still think, though, they were just looking for a place to play checkers. Grandpap's woman Charity was cleaning house today, and she run out over there, wouldn't let them play checkers at the place.
They ordered food and ate it and paid for it.
Nibbled around on it.
That makes them customers. I don't care about nothing else.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to start no argument. I reckon you're right. We'll say they was customers.
Well, I can't tell folks how they're going to eat something.
I know you can't. You ought to fix something they could eat. That's the trouble.
Little by little, I'm building up the local trade. And with the bus business on top of that, I don't see how I can keep from making a fortune out of this restaurant.
You'll make two fortunes if you put in an undertaking place along with it.
Well, maybe so.
Are you sure, though, that you're going to keep that bus business, Lum?
Oh, yeah, nothing to worry about there.
Well, how about that long-distance phone call from the bus company? They said the passengers was beginning to complain about the meals you were serving. Said all they could get in here was pancakes.
Well, beginning today, I'm sort of branching out.
Well, Lum, huh?
I'm putting in a whole line of vegetables.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Hold on, what you going to have?
Canned beans and canned peas and canned corn. Just name it and I'll serve it. That is, if we got it in stock.
You mean you're going to get all that canned goods out of the store here, huh?
Well, natural. The restaurant will pay the store for it.
Oh, well.
It's mostly a matter of bookkeeping.
Uh-huh.
Juggling of figures and all that. Paper transfer, we call it.
You mean that you ain't gonna pay no money for it, is that it?
Well, of course I'm gonna pay for it.
Uh-huh.
You'd rather I buy it here than go over to Dick Hulson's store and get it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but Lum, when you start that juggling stuff and that paper business, I can't keep up with you. I know you're up to something.
I'll explain the whole thing to you.
I wish you would.
When I get more time.
Huh?
Besides the vegetables, I'm gonna put in some meat, too.
Real meat?
Yes, sir. Weenies and bologna.
Oh, is that all?
Well, that gives them a choice of two right there. What more do you want?
They might like a couple of pork chops in their summers.
Well, I'll work up to fancy stuff like that later on. I'll have about all I can do biling the wings and slicing the bologna.
Well, I still think you ought to have the kind of meat that's got bones in it, though, Lum.
Well, what for? You can't eat bones.
You can gnaw on them.
That's just the extra expense that I'm cutting out. I'm trying to keep my prices down to where the common man in the street can afford to eat here.
Well, Lum, the price ain't your problem, it don't look to me like. Your problem is getting a common man to come in here off of the street.
Well, don't worry. With them new spot announcements we're going to do today, I'll get them in here by the dozens.
Yeah. All swinging clubs, too.
The trouble with them announcements we started out on yesterday was that they never had enough singing in them.
I thought the trouble was that all the phones in town was out of order.
Well, even after they got the phones fixed, the announcements wasn't still quite right.
They weren't, huh?
Now, I listened to the radio some more after that, and all of them had music in them.
Well,
that's the thing you've got to have nowadays to sell something. Just got to have music.
Well, was that music that we was rehearsing this morning?
Well, sure. Them's called singing commercials.
Well, I never knowed what they was, but I sure enjoyed singing them and all that. I'd still love to know who made them things up.
I told you I done it.
Oh, Lum, you never.
I did.
No, sir, no.
And I think they sound pretty good, too.
I do, too. That's why I don't think you done it.
Well, I wrote them all right. I set up half the night doing it.
Well, I know that if you did, you got talent, Lum.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Yes, you have.
Hardly. I'm just what you might call gifted. Part genius, you might say.
I know, but you must be if you can study up stuff like that.
Am I too late?
Howdy, Sandy.
Am I too late for the spotted commercials, Mr. Lum?
Why, no. We don't go on the air till... Oh, my goodness, it's 2 o'clock right now.
Never
had no idea it's getting to be that time.
Me neither. Stand here talking our heads off.
Cedric, run back to the feed room and call Doc Withers.
Yes, Mom.
Tell him to hurry. I want to get this first announcement on at 2 o'clock sharp.
I think Doc's got a patient back there, Lum. I seen somebody taking a cow around to the back door a while ago.
Well, the cow will have to wait. Doc promised he'd help us out today. You know, he's got a good singing voice.
Yes, he has. Sort of a bass altore.
Yeah. Now, I better start ringing the fire alarm and get everybody on the party line.
Yeah, get out the singing parts. I'll get to stand right in front of the phone. Now, don't forget, Lum, you promised me I could.
Just for your solos is all.
Yes, see, where's that little box I'm going to stand on? I want to get there.
Here, Mr. Doc.
Yes, I'm Cedric. I'm coming.
Yeah, here's your singing part, Doc.
All right.
Here's yours, Cedric. Have you got your bird whistle?
Oh, yes, Mom. Right here.
Has anybody saw that little box I'm going to stand on? I just got to have that.
Oh, you're standing on it.
Huh?
Wait a minute. What kind of writing is this? Oh, I see. I've got it upside down.
Could stand on your head and read it.
No, you can't hear him over the phone if he done that. That mouthpiece is too high.
Yeah, that's right. All right, fellas, get ready now.
Yeah, yes,
let me get that file point right here where I can hit it.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian, man.
I can't wait. Oh, this is going to be good.
I can hear him picking up the receivers all up and down the line.
Sure.
Yeah, we better get started. All set now.
Oh, just a minute, Lum. All set, Lum.
Good. Hello, folks. Ain't no fire, but stand by for a spot announcement from the Meadowlark Restaurant. All right, let's go.
Listen to the Meadowlark. Listen to the Meadowlark. And here is what your little friend has to say.
If a body needs some fiddles, need a body cry. All a body needs to do is eat at the Meadowlark Cafe. You can get such food as the following.
Take it, Abner.
Pancakes, hotcakes, sack of wheat.
Even got a little meat.
Right in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge, overlooking Main Street.
Beans and corn and succotash.
Every Thursday you get hash.
Right in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge, all our vegetables are fresh.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Joe.
I'm hungry, Sam, but ain't hardly got no money, hardly.
Then listen to me, Abner. I know a place, Joe, where prices are low.
where folks in the know always go to the Meadowlark for answers.
Thank you, folks. That's all for now. Jenny, that's the best thing I ever heard in my whole life.
Oh, that's done it. That's
if that don't bring in the customers, I don't know what will.
Well, I was sure good. How was you, Doc?
Oh, fine. Well, I'd better get back to my patient.
Yeah, be back again at 3 o'clock, Doc. We're going to do these every hour on the hour, sure.
Oh, yeah.
What say you, Abner? There's nothing like music.
No, good music.
Come right down to it. Music can do a better job.
Wait a minute.
Going.
Weren't that our ring, Lum?
Well, you get it. I'm going to write up some more of these musical things.
Hello, John, I'm down store in Meadowlark Restaurant. How's that? No, as long as long distance.
Look, Jamie, I wonder who that can be.
Hello? Hello? What? Huh? Oh, just a minute. Lum.
Yeah?
Do you know a feller by the name of Petrello?
Well, judging from what I heard, it must be a wrong number.
Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.